New Hampshire voters head to the polls on Tuesday, February 9th, as the first primary of the election cycle. It helps determine which candidates get the media coverage and the money in the following months. For a look at how the process is shaping up this year, I'm delighted to be joined by Neil Levesque, Director of the New Hampshire Institute of Politics. Neil, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Well, I'm happy to be on, Wilton.
Well, all the talk about Iowa tends to focus on the impact of religious voters. What are the most important blocks in New Hampshire?
I've often thought that New Hampshire voters are trying to pick a president for all 50 states. Mm-hmm. And that's why you can have someone like a Jimmy Carter who comes up from the South with 2% in the polls and can win the New Hampshire primary with 26% of the vote. So the big issues, I think, for Republican primary voters might be the general reaction of the Obama administration. Mm-hmm. And on the Democratic side, I think Bernie Sanders in particular is sort of doing a lot of reaction about the system is rigged against you as a citizen, and mm-hmm. we need to change that.
From where you sit, who's connecting most effectively with these different groups in New Hampshire?
Well, for 32 weeks, we've seen that Donald Trump has a double-digit lead in polls. He certainly is hitting some type of vibe. Then you have Ted Cruz, who's right behind him, and then what we have been referring to as the Fab Four. They're not the Beatles, but Kasich, Bush, Rubio, and Christie. Mm-hmm. If you added up the votes for those four people, as far as polling goes, they would be in the lead. That one person would be in the lead, but they're splitting that vote. So I think that sort of those four people are really hitting some of the points for New Hampshire primary voters.
Mm-hmm. How significant is Bernie Sanders' lead in New Hampshire polling, and how big a deal would it be going forward if he defeats Hillary Clinton there next week?
Well, I think every one of these candidates, especially Hillary Clinton, would like to win Iowa and New Hampshire and then kind of be done with it. But at this point, the polling indicates that may not happen. Mm-hmm. Sanders will get a lot of momentum if he wins New Hampshire. He'll get a lot of money. And then on to South Carolina. She has a significant lead in South Carolina. We've seen this before. John McCain and George W. Bush. Mm-hmm. McCain won New Hampshire by 19 points, but then they went to South Carolina, where George W. Bush really took the gloves off. Mm-hmm. I think that Hillary really has a good campaign going here. So what I always like to say is that it's always wise to buy Clinton stock when it's low.
I see. Religious liberty issues raised by candidates like Trump or Cruz, will they pay attention to that, or is that just not that important?
I think it's very important. I just don't think it's talked about so mm-hmm. much in New Hampshire as it is would be in other states. I think that faith here is deep, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of people of faith. And that may be why they are motivated to vote the way they do. Hmm. But they don't necessarily talk about it so much.
Sure.
And so it's hard to identify those voters. You'll see candidates go to Iowa, and they will use religious phrases in their stump speech. Mm-hmm. The same candidate will come to New Hampshire, and they'll omit that. Mm-hmm. Of course, sophisticated voters know, as we have here in New Hampshire, sophisticated voters, they're watching all of this. And I think that candidates and their faith, their backgrounds, are all things that voters here in New Hampshire are weighing. Mm-hmm. It's interesting because, you know, we saw Donald Trump go to church last week in Iowa. He didn't go to church in New Hampshire, but we saw him on television do it. Mm-hmm. He was making a statement.
Sure. Are there significant ways that the primaries are shaping up this year that are different from previous election cycles?
On the Sanders insurgency, it's rather interesting that someone who has not been a Democrat is running to be the leader of the Democratic Party. And his message, which is that the system is rigged against you, is almost an indictment of who would be in power now, which is Barack Obama. So that's a sort of strange situation that I see. Mm-hmm. The second phenomenon is we have this nationally known person, Donald Trump, running, who doesn't need to be campaigning in New Hampshire, but he has. He takes questions all the time. he's been hard at it. The other thing that we see is undeclared voters, so what we would normally call an independent voter, mm-hmm. can vote in New Hampshire. It's different than other states. And so the undeclareds are saying Trump is our first choice, and if we couldn't vote for him, we'd vote for Sanders, which is amazing because there are two people on the opposite sides of the ideological spectrum.
Yeah.
But the answer you get with a voter like that is they're going to shake up the system and they're not part of it, which is really amazing. I think Americans are continue to be fed up with their elected officials and government in general, and this is a reaction to that. A lot of the times, you know, politicians can get to the point where they're almost empty vessels that individuals fill with their own heart, you know, desires. So in 2008, some people voted for Barack Obama for change. Of course, change is a very subjective thing. And you fill that up with what you as a voter want to see for change. And so, you know, in the Sanders-Trump thing, it's sort of like somebody who's opposed to the powers that be.
Mm-hmm.
And so every time, say, for example, Trump says, I'm bucking Fox and I'm mm-hmm. not going to join their debate, you know, he's adding to that same narrative, which is, I can say no even to Fox News.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Neil, what does the national media not get about the dynamics of New Hampshire politics? And what should our listeners know that they're not being told on the evening news?
You know, Donald Trump for 32 weeks has led with a double-digit lead. And a lot of national people have said, well, this is not going to last. He's going to screw up. He won't make it. He won't make it. Well, the facts are the facts. And sometimes someone needs to say, he's actually good at this.
Mm-hmm.
He's talented at the promotion of politics and running for president. And he does have a solid lead. And you don't see that in the national pundits at all. I think their distaste of Trump and Cruz is palatable.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, they're commanding a lot of the Republican electoral votes. So we'll see if they get a big surprise here.
Yeah. Do you think there are going to be surprises in either Iowa or New Hampshire? And how do you see the first part of this whole cycle working out?
I think this is working exactly the way it should be, in the fact that these candidates are campaigning against each other hard here in New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
and it's an even playing field for them. Is there going to be surprises? There always are. I would, if I were a listener, I'd be looking for who's going to win Iowa? Is there a second place finisher in Iowa? And who is that? And what is the big surprise between Iowa and New Hampshire?
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking basically from Tuesday to Tuesday of next week,
mm-hmm.
where there's a lot of activity. They're all in the same little quadrant of the world. And there's always some big New Hampshire moment. And that's what I'd be looking for in this race.
Neil Levesque is director of the New Hampshire Institute of Politics and Political Library at St. Anselm College. The Institute has hosted numerous presidential primary debates and other important political fora. Neil, great thanks for being with us today on State of Belief Radio and enlightening us from your experiences and observations. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Welton.